Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to another dual broadcast of the Everything Church-Related Podcast and the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. And if we're doing a dual broadcast, you know we have something special lined up for you today. On the line, we have Debbie King, our good friend that has been on our program before. Now, Debbie received her Bachelor of Science degree from the University of South Carolina in 1990. And by 1998, she had to file for bankruptcy. But armed with the wisdom and knowledge of what she had learned, she rebuilt her financial life and now teaches and empowers others to do the same. Folks, she went from over $200,000 in debt and only making $10,000 a year as a single mom to being debt-free and having a successful ministry. She's the president of Level Ministries, a ministry she started in 2012 to honor the memory of her maternal grandmother. Oh, amen. I love grandmas. I was raised by my grandparents. Praise God. She's the proud owner of the ABCs of Personal Finance, a recognized national personal financial and life coaching firm, a motivational speaker, personal financial expert, and author of two award-winning books, The ABCs of Personal Finance and 26 Weeks to Wealth and Financial Freedom. She's a contributor to multiple media outlets, in addition to speaking around the country on the subject of money and living your authentic life. She also has two radio programs on our radio station, Evangelism Radio, 6 days a week, three for the ABCs of Personal Finance, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at the same time, you can hear a broadcast on Level Ministries. Praise God. Welcome back to the show, Debbie King. Debbie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Amen. Now, I am blessed to announce that Debbie is launching and releasing her latest book entitled 50 Shades of Money. Wow, what a title. Which encompasses the 50 most asked questions that she's received over the last 15 years of being a personal financial coach and national speaker on the subject of finances. Amen. Debbie, just to catch everyone up, other than that brief bio, tell us, who is Debbie King?
Well, you covered it pretty well.
I try and do my job.
Now, based on the situation that I found myself in 15 years ago, I embarked on a journey and it wasn't an instant journey. I didn't have a miracle. I had a lot of small miracles along the way, but I didn't have one big miracle. I didn't have a magic wand. I didn't win the lottery. I worked really hard to pay off that $200,000 worth of debt and to increase my income and to just get my life basically back on track, because I had just made a lot of bad decisions over the course of 8 years. It just found me in that situation. Mm-hmm. I found myself basically sitting on the living room floor with my little girl. She's like 3 months old at the time, sitting there. And I just was like, I'm just not going to do this anymore. This is just absurd. And I can't keep living like this.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it. I mean, I had made decisions. And a lot of people, you know, they have trouble, like, grasping that. A lot of people are like, well, what do you mean you didn't know what to do? Your business, your major was accounting. Like, what do you mean you didn't know what to do? But it's just that emotional part of money had really just enveloped me to the point where it just really had a hold on me. When the Bible talks about that, the borrower is slave to the lender, I mean, that's no joke. I really was enslaved. And I just heard this whisper from God on the floor. It was just as loud as day. I mean, I wasn't crazy, but it was so clear. What he was saying to me was, I've got you, and we've got this, and we're going to do it together. And I just worked over the next years. It took a lot of years, and I learned a lot of different things. I basically started over, and I didn't even relearn. I learned, things that I should have known. I went to the Bible for my resource. I went to my grandmother. I went to successful people. I read books, and I just kind of, you know, learn what I needed to learn. But then along the way, when I had paid this offer, was getting really close and had done, you know, a lot of things, I really wanted to start helping other people because I realized I wasn't the only one.
Right.
And so as friends would have this trouble, I would just encourage them and empower them and give them, you know, hope and answers and just kind of help them along and just teach them what I had learned. And at some point, I just decided to do that in a bigger way. And back in 2012, I wrote The ABCs of Personal Finance, which was basically everything I learned in my journey, put in the easiest terms, easiest way possible to do it. I mean, I have 16-year-olds that read my book, and I have 66-year-olds that read my book.
Amen.
It'll help anybody because personal finance is, a lot of it is consistency. Nothing really changes, but it's how to deal with the emotions behind it. Why do we, I'm reading a book now, and it talks about why do we feel enslaved? I mean, we don't even realize it. We don't even realize that we have shackles of debt on us. Oh. We are comfortable with these being on us. And most of us have the key. Most of us, now I will say, sitting on the floor there, I didn't really have the key at that time. I was just so lost. But most people, especially in this internet world we're in now, have the key. They see the information. They have access to it. They see it all the time. They hear it all the time. But they just don't use the key. They just hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And don't do anything. But the only way to build wealth, the only way to get out of debt, the only way really to do anything in life is to take action.
Yeah, and that's step at a time. Yep.
Yeah, and that's what I want to empower people to do.
I want to focus on something here for just a second. You went from over $200,000 in debt to becoming a teacher on how to become successful in financial health. Now, tell us a couple of things. One, the calling to work in this area. How did God put that into your heart? And then two, what confirmation did you receive when you had your aha moment that this is what you're supposed to do?
I don't know that I had confirmation, honestly. I have a really, something else that happened in this journey was I got really close to God. I've been a Christian since I was 10. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, but I had obviously kind of left God. I mean, he was there. Yeah. He was all there and stuff, but I had left him being the center of my life and him helping me through things and being, you know, helping me make decisions and me making decisions based on what he would want, not what I wanted.
Right.
And it was really freeing for me in that journey. Also, the things that I learned, even in the Bible, like things that I had been taught that weren't there, but things that I learned that I had never been taught. And to be honest, we don't talk about money in church. We don't talk about money.
Other than when we're giving the offering.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, I'm going to preach on tithing. And, I mean, I won't even get into my opinion on tithing. But, you know, but I mean, it's important that we give. But God doesn't even set limits on us for giving. I mean, he wants us to be so wealthy that we give way beyond that 10%. It's not a formula.
Right.
And so Christians treat it as a formula. But I felt like I just didn't want anybody to ever go through what I went through. And I saw too many people doing it, and I heard too many stories. I would listen to radio shows, the call-in shows, and different things, and you could just tell that the world was hurting, you know, was struggling in this area. And I would hear it, and I got to a point where it did sound simple to me, but it was because of everything I had gone through. And I'm like, these people honestly believe that the decision that they're making is a good decision, and it's not. And so I've just felt like, if nothing else, I just needed to be a mouthpiece. You know, I mean, I love to talk and I love to, you know, and I used to get in trouble for it in the first grade. And I told my mom, I said, the thing that I got in trouble for the most was actually a gift that God gave me to just talk, to just go out there and keep saying as many times as I can say it, life doesn't have to be this way. There's a better way.
Amen.
And so, you know, I don't know really about confirmation, but I mean, God's been with me every step of the way. If I step into something I'm not supposed to, he closes the door pretty quickly. But that's my prayer every day. You know, my prayer is just, you know, I'm here, God, use me. And, you know, that's what he does. And some days he uses me a lot. Some days he doesn't I feel like I'm not being used, but you know, you never know when somebody's on the other end of the computer or,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That book or something's happening.
When you're doing a recording today, that may be heard 3 years from now.
Right.
You know, so you never know when it's going to be heard and when it's going to be used by God to deliver someone. So you have to put that passion into it that you're talking to someone who needs it right now. And that now may be 3 years, 10 years, whatever. Hopefully not that long, but you know, you'd like to have them immediately download it and contact me and say, "Aha, that was it." You know, but like I said, that's the thing about having a podcast and you know, having this file that is out there in the internet space somewhere, that somebody somewhere at some point in time will be able to grab it and God will deliver them at that moment in time. Now, you wrote your book, ABCs of Personal Finance, and we discussed that book last time. How is 50 Shades of Money different from that other book?
It's such an easy read. Even my daughter's like, you know, I might read this one because it's such an easy read. There's 50 chapters, if you will, if you break it out that way, depending on how you look at a book. But it's nothing longer than maybe three and a half pages long, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I take a question. Some of them are direct questions that I've gotten. Some of them are generalization questions, but they all have to do with the subjects that have been just so common, you know, over the course of me doing this. A lot of times when I do an event, at the end of it, I will actually answer questions. You know, the group will turn in a question that they have, like in a box or something, and then I'm handed that. Sometimes they'll be emailed to me ahead of time. So it's something that I've incorporated in my speeches and in my presentations for a long time. And I always encourage people to email me anytime with a question. I'd be happy to answer it directly because what I know is I can answer something generally, but I also want to help people specifically to their situation.
Okay.
And so I just wanted people, I didn't want to ever, I always promised God that no matter how big I got, and I'm not saying I'm big now, but like no matter how far he takes me, I will never lose that connection with people, that they can have somebody there that will just answer their questions. So this book is just, it's literally just, you know, here's a question and here's my answer to this question. It's a lot of examples, a lot of life examples, which all of my books have. Most of it is from my life. But, you know, there are other, you know, things that I've seen in my journey as well that I might share with you if I think it's going to help you. But the best thing is, I mean, you can use it as a resource book where it's like, hey, I want to find out about investing. And you go to that question on investing and you read just that question. Mm-hmm. But it's also an easy read and, you know, a quick read for just gathering information and, you know, just taking it all in.
Yeah, what was I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted something that was easy and like a resource book. That was kind of the idea behind it. Was just like the original title was Money 101, but that was so generic and I wanted something catchy. So something that would be found in the Google, if you will. So I just, you know, came up with that. But that was really the point of the book. It's just a quick resource if you need it. But I do encourage you to read the whole book because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Amen. Now, who are you marketing this book to? I mean, who's the perfect avatar that you're targeting?
Well, probably the perfect avatar, but I want to say this with a caveat. If anybody can read this book too, you know, whether you're 16 or 66, I don't like to put, it's such a common question to me is like, well, what group are you aiming this at? I don't care who reads this book. If you need it, read it.
Amen.
But probably the people that I really have a passion for is what people entitle the millennials, you know, the people who were maybe like 18, 19 to about 30. Because if I knew now, if I knew then what I know now, I mean, my life would be just completely different. It would be amazing. And it was just, I didn't have the education. I didn't have this information. Nobody was telling me this stuff. And so that's the group. Like if you can read this at that age, it will give you so much knowledge and so much information that you will hopefully begin, if you can grasp the emotional side of money and kind of work through that, it'll give you very practical, very wealth building information in it.
Now, the book is set to be released January 30th, 2018, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And will it be in local bookstores or online, or how can they buy it?
Well, it can randomly be in bookstores. I mean, it's up to kind of the bookstores whether they can find it, but you can find it at my website always. You can find it, and I'm usually running a special on it if you go there, that you can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It'll also be on Books A Million, and there's a couple of other places. And then in ebook form, it'll be Kindle, iBooks, Nook, Kobo, Google Play, like every possible. Okay. I mean, it's pretty much in every anywhere books are sold, so they say. But as far as bookstores go, I mean, it's kind of the physical books are going away in a lot of places, and so it's, you know, like Barnes and Noble, they may have it, they may not. That's not really up to me.
Right. Okay. Are there any special events or book signings or anything like that that you're setting up to coincide with the book release?
Not currently that is scheduled, but I mean, I'm welcome to do any of that. Or I've been so focused on getting this book published that I haven't totally focused on my speaking for this year. Mm-hmm. But that's starting to really gear up. So obviously, you know, anywhere that I'll be speaking, all my books will be available. We can do book launches or, you know, any of that anywhere. I think because it's the third book, and it's kind of the kind of book it is, most of the fanfare, if you will, is online, not so much in the physical locations. And it's because of the fact that what I do is so national now, and worldwide. Actually, I do a lot of sales in the UK and India and places like that. Okay. So it's hard for me, you know, to travel everywhere. But if I'm already speaking somewhere, obviously, you know, we can, there'll be, you know, books and everything there.
Okay. Have you sent it out to, like, some beta testers or whatever to get some feedback on the book? Have you received any type of feedback like that?
Yeah, some of the Facebook people, I have done a few. With, again, it's kind of hard with this kind of book, I guess. And with it being, again, the third book, it was just handled a little bit differently than I would the first, you know, the first book I ever wrote. And, you know, that, cause you already have like an established audience and you kind of already have a following and that kind of thing. And this is just what this book was meant to be. And I want it to be for people is just another tool in your toolkit to use to reach your financial goals, whatever they are. Most people have the goal to get out of debt or to invest more or, you know, to build wealth. Mm-hmm. And those are common goals that everybody has. And this is just an awesome book, a quick read, awesome book that if you just read it, it's just going to give you more information, some great detailed information on things that you can do to successfully achieve those goals.
Okay. Give us a couple of examples of titles from the chapters, you know, the different questions you've been asked.
Well, one of them is, I don't know if you remember Susie Orman. She always used to, yep, on her show, do this this thing of, can I afford it? So one of the chapters I call Toys R Us, and it's basically, I want toys, can I afford them? And so I go through kind of how we look at that. In general, you know, and again, this is my perspective. This is just my success in paying off $200,000 worth of debt. I mean, that's where most of this comes from, is just life experience, not me studying a book or going to school for this or, you know, whatever. It was just life. This is what I learned. So I've learned a lot of what the formulas are and that kind of thing. And the beginning of the book is the most asked question and the second most asked question. And the most asked question is about co-signing. And I really went in detail about co-signing, what the Bible says about co-signing, and why not to co-sign. Because so many people, that's one of the biggest things, because we all want to do for our children.
Yeah.
And we want to do for our grandchildren, and we all want to help people when they're in trouble. But there's a reason that Proverbs says never co-sign. And so I go into that, because that is the most asked thing that I get, you know, ever.
Yeah.
Also about like loaning family money, like those kinds of things.
Right.
And there's, I mean, some of the chapters kind of lap over to the first book, a couple of them. Like I talk about financial checkups.
Of course. That, yeah.
And, you know, your wills and your legacy and things like that, because those are important things. But what's great about this, if you haven't read the first book, if you haven't ever read any of my books, I would get this one first because it's so simple, so easy, and will give you a lot of information. And then when you decide, because I think after you read this book, you probably will decide that you've had enough as well. And it's not as hard as you think it is.
Amen.
Hopefully you'll begin that journey, or at least it's worth it. I mean, it's hard, but at least it's worth it. And then maybe you'll go back and get the other two books, or you'll reach out. I'm starting with this book. I've started some membership, some exclusive, I call it the 50 Shades of Money Society on my website, and you get direct access to me. And, you know, for very little a month, you get direct access to me, and I can help you to achieve your goals and walk you through that and encourage you when, you know, maybe you're caught up in something and just can't really make a decision. I'll be able to help you with that to see why that's the best decision.
Amen. Now, you mentioned briefly, this is the time to talk about it. Are there any special deals that you are offering prior to the book release, like pre-order discounts?
Yes. You can pre-order on Kindle. And there's no discount for that, though. But what will happen is on the morning of the 30th, it will be automatically delivered to your account. So you can begin to read it at, you know, 12:01 a.m. and begin to read the book, because it will automatically go if you prepay on that. And that's just if you go to Amazon and Google my name, you'll see that opportunity at the top there. And then on my website, if you pre-order the book, there's two specials. One, if you pay the full price, you get a free copy of the ABCs of Personal Finance book. Mm. So it's really two books for $16.99, which is a great deal if you don't have anything. And then if you already have the first book, which a lot of people do, you can get this book. You can pre-order it for $12.
Amen. Amen. Now, closing thoughts. What's the number one thing that you want our listeners who will purchase your book to take away from your book?
I want you to take away the hope that you can do this. I don't care how big your number is. I mean, look at how big my number was, and I did it. And what you'll find in the book is you'll find how I did it. You won't find, like I said, there's no lottery winning. There's no magic wand. There's no money tree in my backyard. It was grit. It was hard work. It was sacrifice. But I can promise you, it's worth it. I, you know, it took me about 7 years to do all of that, but I'm living a life now that I could never have even dreamed for myself. And what happens when you get rid of that debt, if that's, because I know that's the most common thing that people have struggle with. If you have debt, if you get rid of that, so many doors will open up for you. You will be able to do so many things. And it will just, it's more freeing than you know. There's no more accurate saying than financial freedom.
Amen. Amen. I was listening to someone just the other day, and what he said resonated with me, and I'm really been pondering this thought. He says, someone who makes $65,000 a year but is debt-free is really, he really possesses more freedom than someone who makes $2 million a year and has to work 16 hours a day just to maintain it, you know? He said, you know, so being rich, that was the question. Being rich has two different meanings. One is the accumulated wealth, but, and that's what most people will raise their hand on. Yeah, I want to be rich. I want, you know, because they think when they're rich, all their problems go away. But if you focus on the money aspect of being rich, you're like the guy making $2 million but has to work 16 hours a day to maintain it. Where the guy who focuses on freedom, debt freedom, he can make $65,000 a year, go on vacation to Hawaii when he wants, you know, doesn't have to work because he's debt free, you know. So being rich is not really the answer. It's like you just have been emphasizing, being debt free is the answer. Because then you are a slave no longer to the debt.
Yeah, and I talk a lot about what you just talked about in my book. It's a concept that people struggle with. They think their problem is their income, and it's not. And we talk about net worth, how to figure out your net worth. It's you must know what your net worth is. If you're ever going to have wealth, and you can put, say, rich or wealth. I always like to say wealth because to me, rich is temporary. Mm-hmm. And wealth is a state of mind. And if, I mean, think about the famous story, Sam Walton, who drove around, he was a billionaire with a B, and he drove around the same pickup truck that he did his whole, you know, for years.
Yep.
And he had the means of, you know, buying whatever he wanted, and he didn't, because, and that was his mindset. And that's what we talk a lot about in the book, and knowing your net worth. And it's not about what you make. I know people who make $30,000 to $35,000 a year because they're on like one income, and they have more money and more happiness and more freedom than somebody out there making $100,000 a year because they might owe $200,000 or, you know, whatever. It's about perspective, and it's about knowing what your net worth is. And that's talked a lot about in the book.
Amen. Folks, I highly encourage you. I recommend this book to you. I mean, I pray that you'll help Debbie to become a best-selling author with this book. I've worked with this woman since our last interview about 4 months ago on her radio broadcast. I'm telling you, she is passionate about everything she does in her service to the Lord. She is a detail type person, and she calls it like it is. And I'm proud and blessed to have her as part of our broadcast family. And as part of the family, I'd like to see our broadcasters support her in promoting this book, buying this book, helping her to spread the word through this book. Debbie, if someone wanted to contact you, perhaps to do a book signing or come, have you come and speak to their church or group, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, it's real simple. Just email me straight to me. I don't, it doesn't go through my assistant or my team. It comes straight to me. It's dking@debbieking.com, and that's DebbieKing.com.
Amen. We'll put all this in the footnotes as well. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. Unfortunately, the clock keeps running. But order her book, 50 Shades of Money, and share the link to this program with your friends and family. Subscribe to our broadcast. Help us grow. And folks, I can't emphasize enough, you need to get this book and help Debbie get the word out about financial freedom. Amen. Well, till next time, this is Pastor Bob Thibodeau along with Debbie King, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.